A Republican member of Congress is introducing a bill he says will patch up crumbling infrastructure while also fighting climate change. As Connecticut Public Radio's Patrick Scahill reports, the idea centers around taxing pollution and funneling that money back into roads and bridges across America.
It's called a carbon tax, or more benignly, a carbon price. And the idea is pretty straightforward. Polluters pay to emit harmful carbon dioxide, and over time, that price makes them do it less. Congressman Carlos Curbelo, a Florida Republican, recently introduced a bill proposing just that. It would eliminate the gas tax and instead tax polluters like utilities and motorists, investing that money back into highways and bridges.
I don't think he would call his bill a climate change bill. I think he would call it an infrastructure bill.
Connecticut Representative John Larson, a Democrat, has pushed for a carbon tax in Washington, D.C. for over a decade. Traditionally, it's been a Democratic idea, but he says Curbelo's bill gives him hope the concept is getting some bipartisan traction. Kate Gordon is with Columbia Center on Global Energy Policy.
What I think we're seeing here is a bill from a representative whose own district economy is being really specifically affected by climate change, and he's trying to do something about it.
She says Curbelo's bill signals a broader shift in congressional thinking on climate issues.
In the past, I think there's been this sort of, we should do this because it's the right thing to do, but it might affect the economy negatively. Now I think we're seeing this is actually the only way that we're going to stop some of these negative economic effects.
Still, both Larson and Gordon say any tax is a tough sell in a Republican-controlled Congress. Days before Curbelo's bill debuted, more than 200 House Republicans passed a symbolic resolution denouncing carbon taxes, but six, including Curbelo, voted in support of the idea, signaling a slight crack in what only 2 years ago was a unified wall of GOP opposition. Patrick Scahill, Connecticut Public Radio.